Thursday, April 21st, I'm Natalie Morris, and it's time to get loaded. Amazon announced Kindle Library Lending. This lets you borrow books from over 11,000 libraries in the U.S. You can use this with any Kindle product, either the Kindle app on your smartphone or your PC, your tablet, or an actual Kindle. You can make notes in the books, and the notes will be yours to keep even after you return these books. This feature will launch later this year. Toshiba will be launching its first tablet running Google's Android operating system in June. We saw this tablet at CES in January, but now we have real information about it. It will run Android 3.0 and cost a little over $700 when it launches, first in Japan and then overseas shortly after. It's a 10-inch tablet with an LED backlit screen, two cameras, HDMI, and 16 gigs of storage. eBay announced the acquisition of Wear.com. This is a local advertising company that specializes in mobile phone ads. eBay did not disclose the terms of the deal, but they did say the acquisition should happen in the second quarter of this year. Google launched something called Google Earth Builder. This helps small businesses store geographic data on Google servers. It is a lot like Google Docs for your maps. I don't suspect this will be a huge consumer hit, but some government agencies or companies that deal with spatial information could find this handy. It will help avoid expensive mapping software. Gamefly won a case against the U.S. Postal Service. 2 years ago, the game rental company claimed that the post office was discriminating against them by charging extra for postage and not giving them the same preferential treatment that Netflix gets for their discs. The Postal Service now has to establish two parallel rate categories for round-trip discs that will not be subject to surcharge when they are returned. That's your news of the day. I will see you tomorrow. I'm Natalie Morris with CNET, and you've just been loaded.